You're listening to Idaho Matters right here on Boise State Public Radio News. This Saturday, the Boise Public Library and Ada Community Library will be hosting their second annual Summer Reading and Learning Celebration. The event shares a mix of local summer programs for kids to participate in while also offering up quite a bit of fun. Joining us today to talk more about the event is Ryan Peck, the Managing Director and co-founder of Boise Rock School and Boise Public Library Events Coordinator Josh Chappelle. I want to welcome both of you to the program.
Thanks, Gemma.
Hey, Gemma. Oh, sorry, Josh. Go ahead.
So, Josh, let's start with you. Tell us a little bit more about the event and how it got started.
Sure. So the events, last year we held it for the first year. We'd been talking about it for a couple of years before COVID, trying to do a big community-wide launch for summer reading, which is a really important thing that our public libraries do every summer. And so we teamed up with the Ada Community Library and some other partners last year, and we hosted the event at Jump, and it was a really big success. And so we wanted to do that again this year. But it has a couple of different focuses. For the libraries, it's definitely a way to share information about their summer reading programs. And then we invite a number of other community partners and exhibitors to share information about the great programming and camps and things that they have coming up for the summer as well. So it's a good way for folks in the community to learn about a whole bunch of different things that will be going on throughout the summer.
So Josh, what are some of the reading programs that the Boise Public Library will be offering this summer?
So our big summer reading program, it kicks off on May 20th, the day of the event, and goes through August 15th. And they were initially designed to stop what was known as the sort of summer slide, where kids would, you know, kind of after school's out, you stop reading. But the great thing is they've evolved into a program for all ages. So the way it works is you sign up and you get a free book. If you read for 20 minutes a day, for 25 days, you get a second book. If you read for 20 minutes a day for 50 days, you get to pick a prize. And then if you complete the whole program and read for 20 minutes a day for 75 days, you get to pick a third book. And we have a great selection of books to choose from and some really fun prizes to offer folks.
Okay, so Ryan, so I want to bring Ryan into the conversation because Boise Rock School will be at the event this Saturday. You're going to have, am I right about this, 50 youth bands performing on Saturday?
Yeah, ish. I don't know the exact number, but it's somewhere around 50. Yeah.
And why is it important, Ryan, for Boise Rock School to participate in an event like this?
Well, when Josh was getting it together last year, we chatted and we realized that we were going to be doing our session gig anyway, right? And so I said, well, why don't we combine these? And instead of us just having one stage that goes from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., we'll have like three different stages and they'll just sort of liven up the whole event and it'll be a great little partnership. And we tried it last year and it was, I mean, Josh can correct me if I'm off base here, but I thought it was completely awesome. So we're doing it again.
And Josh, how important is it for the library to, you know, to have folks like the Boise Rock School and other organizations participate in this and really make it a big event?
Oh, it's fantastic. We love working with other organizations of the community. Boise Rock School, like Ryan said, helped make it awesome last year by having all sorts of great bands playing. And then working with some of our other library partners, last year we worked with Boise School District. Rediscovered Books this year is going to be bringing a great mascot costume for a book series called Mother Bruce, and it's this giant, very grumpy bear. So yeah, having the other partners involved just really helps the event grow and helps us do more things than we can necessarily do on our own.
Yeah. And Ryan, for you, we should note that the Boise Rock School, you offer all kinds of summer activities for kids. Can you talk to us about that?
Yeah, we shift into our summer season first week of June, and we have an extensive summer camp program. And we don't just do music. So we have our sister nonprofit, which is part of our organization, Juno Arts, where we do photography, filmmaking, graphic design. And our summer is a blast. And so it's a great way for us to kind of mark the pivot from our regular after-school programming into our summer programming. And really, to Josh's point, you know, the name of the game in Boise is collaboration and really like getting together, doing things together. And this event is a really great opportunity for a lot of cool organizations to get together and do their thing.
Yeah. And I have to say, I mean, Josh, I mean, you're going to have all kinds of activities at the events and organizations, as you mentioned, but what are some of the organizations that will be there and being able to, you know, talk with kids and families about what they do?
Yeah. So we'll have some folks from the Idaho Humane Society, the Wasmus Center for Human Rights, Idaho Botanical Gardens, Idaho Shakespeare Festival, Zoo Boise, the Boise Art Museum, and then some of our other area libraries like Caldwell, Meridian, Garden City, and Eagle Libraries are all going to have a place there. So, you know, if you're from those communities and you attend the event, you can sign up for their summer reading programs. We'll have a fire engine from Boise Fire Department. They're going to be there. So kids can kind of check out get an up close look at a fire engine and see what the firefighters do. Rediscovered Books, like I mentioned, will be there. There's just, it's such a great way to get together so many different organizations and in one place, and there'll be food and other fun activities for families. So definitely not just for kids, for folks of all ages.
Well, I love that you're doing an event like this, because anything to try to get kids to read, I think is great. So, because there's a lot of grumbling in my house about having to read. So I love when you make things fun like this. But before I let you guys go, Josh, tell us when and where people can take part in this event on Saturday.
So the event will be at JUMP, downtown Boise, and it starts at 10 a.m. and runs until 2 p.m. So anytime during that time frame, everyone's welcome to
and
come
it's
on down.
Free and open to the public.
It is, absolutely.
Okay.
Just follow and the so music.
I was going to say, so then Ryan, how does the music aspect of this work? Because you said there's going to be more than one stage.
Yeah, so it'll be like in three different performance areas and just rotating youth bands throughout that whole time period, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And you know, they don't really step on each other sound wise, so they're kind of separated enough where they're all doing their own thing, but you can bounce around and check it out and then listen to some tunes, go down the slide, come back, check out another band, check out some other stuff. It'll be great.
Yeah, you know, and I have to say, I'll put a plug in for Boise Rock School, because my youngest did a couple of lessons with you guys back in the day, and he still loves music to this day. I think you just do such phenomenal work, Ryan.
Oh, thank you so much, Gemma. You're great.
Yeah, well, absolutely. Well, a big thank you to both of you. I mean, what a great way to kick off summer and to get kids interested in reading and making it, you know, incentivizing them. So thank you both so much for coming in today. Really appreciate your time.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks so much, Gemma.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
Two men of color vanished after last being seen in the same deputy's patrol car.
I knew something was wrong. Your mother knows.
It's the strangest case and most unsettling case.
Listen to The Last Ride podcast, part of the NPR network.